An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with David Bailey.
Hello and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yes, it has. If you've been a long-time listener, you might have noticed that things have been a bit quiet here for the past few months. And if you're brand new, well, welcome. You're joining at exactly the right time because today I'm excited to share a big update about where this, my podcast, is heading. Now, when I first started this podcast, it was all about exploring Bosnia and Herzegovina, the culture, the people. It's hidden gems, if you will. And don't worry, that's not going to go away. But over the years, I've realised that there's so much more to talk about. Life as an expat, and now that I've got my permanent residence, life as an immigrant. So what it's really like to live here long term, the ups and downs of ageing in a foreign country. I'm over 72. And the kind of things you might want to know if you're considering moving here yourself. So let me tell you what's coming up. For the past 22 years, I've made Bosnia my home. And at 72, I'm still learning, still adapting, and still finding things that surprise me. But I also get so many questions, emails, messages from WhatsApp and other places too. Even in-person chats, I do get stopped sometimes in the street by people that ask me questions and asking me what daily life is really like for me here. Some of you are curious about retiring to the Balkans. Others want to know about the practicalities of living here, the healthcare, culture, the people, and yes, even how to get a decent cup of tea in Bosnia. And I'm not going to give you a spoiler. The best that I've ever found is to either bring those Yorkshire tea bags with me or get people who are visiting the country from the United Kingdom to bring them. That's a top tip. So I thought, why not bring these conversations into the podcast? So why not go beyond the typical visit this place and eat this food type of content and start sharing the real unfiltered side of life here? So here's my plan. Over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to be releasing two episodes every week on Tuesdays and Fridays. Now, these will be past episodes that have been reworked. There's some fresh introductions, and I've updated the titles so they're easier to find and enjoy. So think of it as a way to reconnect with the stories that have shaped this podcast over the years. Now, once those 6 weeks are up, we'll be diving into brand new episodes, and I'll be talking about everything from my own experiences living here, maybe chats while I'm out walking, my thoughts while I'm sat in my living room, to interviews with fascinating people who have in some way, no matter how thin, who have a connection to Bosnia. Now, they could be expats, visitors, people with family ties to the region, people that have some contact with the region. For example, I'll be speaking to somebody in Kosovo to talk about female rugby and also what it's like to move from one country to the other. And those lessons can be applied to Bosnia and Herzegovina as well. And what do I think the best part is? It just won't be a travel podcast anymore. It's going to be a space to talk about the realities of living outside the country of your birth, living abroad, if you will, the joys and the challenges, and what life is like when you trade your home that you were always used to for another. So whether you're just curious or seriously thinking about making a move, then this podcast is certainly for you. How do I think I can make this work? Well, I want to hear from you. What do you want to know about life in the Balkans? Do you have any questions about retiring here, how to find community, adjusting to a brand new culture? Or maybe you have your own experience of moving abroad that you'd love to share. And that means that if you're in Portugal or Spain or Thailand, Vietnam, Australia, wherever, it doesn't matter, please get in touch. Now, I prefer if you could email me directly or even send a voice message because I can download them these days from WhatsApp or Viber or whatever messaging app that you use. So I can include you in future podcasts. Or you can reach out via my blog and you can find that at An Englishman in the Balkans. That's all one word, right? An Englishman in the Balkans.com. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. But I would like to say, I know that people leave messages and comments on different podcasting platforms. I don't know whether it's my age or what, but I'm finding great difficulty in how I access those. So once again, if you could just email me directly, and there's an email link in the show notes. So when you finish listening, just in the notes that go with this episode, you'll find an email address. Just drop me a line and I will get back to you as soon as possible. And I do answer to every comment that I find on the internet, and I certainly do reply to every email. And also, if you enjoy the show and want to support it, the best way is to share it. The more people that hear it, the better it is, I think. Tell a friend, post it on your social media, or leave a quick review by email so I can put that on my blog, right? And I'll credit you, don't worry. So that's it, An Englishman in the Balkans is back. And I can't wait to take you on this new journey with me. And the first episode drops tomorrow, so stay tuned. And if you have followed me anywhere on the internet, you'll know what I'm going to say next. Vidimo se opet, which in the language of the people that I'm surrounded with here means I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, where we hope you have discovered something new about Bosnia and Herzegovina.
If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with others who might enjoy a journey through the Balkans.
Want to help us keep the stories coming? You can support the podcast by visiting Buy Me a Coffee.
Your support helps us share even more about life, culture, and the hidden gems of this incredible region.
You will find the link in the show notes, along with extra content on our Substack, including behind-the-scenes insights and updates.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future episodes.
Until next time, živjeli!